On March 20th, 2013, Willy Struve's life changed forever. He lost his leg in a terrible accident at work.
When I had this accident, I think about what is life? I'm alive. It's so beautiful that I'm alive.
After high school, Willy completed a three-year training program for rail drivers with the state rail company, the Deutsche Bahn. Since train drivers have to be at least 21 years old, 20-year-old Willy was managing the switching rails until he was old enough to drive the trains himself. Then, just 2 weeks before his 21st birthday, the accident happened in the early morning. He was found in a pool of blood, unconscious on the tracks. His right leg had been destroyed by the weight of a locomotive. The doctors at Berlin's UKB Trauma Hospital treat victims of horrible accidents all the time. What they don't see all the time are reactions like Willy's. Dr. Inza Mattis, surgeon and director of the prosthetic rehabilitation department, is one of Willy's doctors.
What's really unusual about Willy is that he never sank into a hole. With patients who have severe injuries that have a drastic impact on their lives, we expect them to sink into a hole at some point and say, "This is so terrible, I don't know what to do." From the very beginning, Willy had a clear perspective and a wish. He wanted to go back to work and to his normal life as soon as possible. That verve and strength he had in him is what really impressed all of us.
Mit welchem Elan und welcher Kraft er dahinter stand.
When I first meet Willy, his eyes are bright and he's quick to laugh. He's slim and not particularly tall, and his casual t-shirt makes him look even younger. His short pants reveal what he's been through. His prosthetic leg is attached at the thigh. Willy appears to have adapted to his new life very quickly. But is that really possible?
There are also times when I'm sad about this, but I'm thinking about what is better, my leg or my life. And then is there my job. It's the best job I ever can do. It's my favorite job, working as a rail driver. I want to be a rail driver. I can't give up my dream.
After the accident, Willy had to undergo three operations to cleanly remove the leg of the thigh and has been on a routine of intensive physical therapy. Dr. Mattis says she's never seen a patient take such a positive approach to rehab.
Also wir sind hier alle total begeistert von Willy.
We're all really enthusiastic about Willy because he's done so well. From the very beginning, he's really been determined and enthusiastic. He's always taken our suggestions and never turned them down. He really challenged us therapists. He said, "Hey, I want more, and I want to try out something else. We have to keep going." He was very motivated from the beginning.
Wir müssen weitermachen, also er war sehr motiviert von Anfang an.
Willy is certainly the exception to the rule. All I can think about after meeting him is, if it had happened to me, would I have dealt with the situation like he did? I don't think so. Willy, on the other hand, is turning this twist of fate around to strengthen his character and self-confidence.
I'm thinking more positive, I'm more self-confident. In summertime, I go in shorts to shopping center. The people are looking at that. But it's not my problem, it's their problem.
Willy's state-of-the-art prosthetic leg is made of carbon, just like high-end racing bikes. The knee joint has a built-in mini-computer that constantly measures its tiniest movements. The artificial joint is able to fine-tune and synchronize its movements with the needs of Willy's overall bodily movement. It reacts just as a real knee joint would when it receives the same information from the brain. Dr. Mattis and her team are collecting a lot of data about this new technology. Through Willy, they've also learned a few things about the rehabilitation of patients.
When you have a patient with so much energy, you shouldn't slow them down. We have to follow the tempo that he gives us. We try to do that with every patient. And this was the first time we had someone who we didn't have to motivate, but rather to slow down. And we probably didn't really need to slow him down so much in a few areas. We could push him to his limits.
Bis an die Leistungsgrenzen eigentlich belasten konnten.
Willy is simply refusing to give up his dream, which he's had as long as he can remember.
Since when I was a little boy, I want to be a rail driver. It's the power of the engines, of the locomotives, the romantic side of the tracks. When the sunset is going on, you are alone on your locomotive and driving at the coast. It's not a normal normal working place, like working in office. I don't want to be in the office. So I want to be outside seeing the landscape and all that's possible in this job as a rail driver.
His love of trains began when he received a model train set as a young child. Willie recalls his first ride in a real train at the age of 6, traveling with his family to visit his grandparents.
It was a normal regional train, so it stops on every little village and and every little town. I was saying, Mama, I want to be a rail driver so I can drive you to to Grandma and Grandpa Express.
Angela Kievsky is the press spokesman of the UKB Trauma Hospital. Willie reminds her of another more famous patient.
Willie is the second patient we have with this ambition. We had the racer guy, Alessandro Zanardi, very, very famous car racer. He had a bad accident and he cut off both legs. And he stayed with us about 2 or 3 months. It was 10 years ago. And he is now a Paralympic star in handbiking. He had the same attitude to his loss of legs. He said, I haven't lost my life. I've just lost my legs. And the first thing he pointed out when he got his diagnosis, he said, well, send me my engineers to construct the real deal prosthesis to continue my life. He's not a racer, yeah, but he's got the same attitude, which is very rare.
Willie, on the other hand, doesn't have plans to become a Paralympic athlete, so what's in store for him?
A normal life back to the railway, like before the accident. It's, yes, it's the little things of life that makes you happy.
Willie recently passed the health examination by his employer, the Deutsche Bahn, and was declared physically fit enough to drive all kinds of high-speed rail trains. However, before he gets in the driver's seat, they still have to check his prosthetic leg to make sure its electronic signals don't interfere with the train signals. When he gets the final approval, Willie will be the third train engineer in Germany to drive with a prosthetic limb, and certainly the youngest and proudest. This is Leah McDonald for DW in Berlin.